Thank you very much. I'm Vernon Joins, and today we're going to be discussing a man's just debts. When Paul says, "I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish," these words of the Apostle Paul addressed to the Romans are as relevant now as they were when they were first written. What are a man's just debts? To men and women burdened with installment buying, mortgage payments, medical and hospital expenses, and the enormous tax load of our nation, this is a constantly recurring question. All of us have debts of various kinds. Even that man who boasts of complete freedom from debt is actually heavily indebted in four great areas. He owes a debt to his family, to society, to himself, and especially to God. It was the Apostle Paul who said, "He that provideth not for his own family hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." In this highly secularized world, a man cannot think too seriously of his duty and his debt toward his family because they're there. And with the forces of paganism usurping Christianity's rightful place in the home, thoughtful men strive to pay their debts by implanting the way of Christ in the hearts of their loved ones. Not long ago, the Lord's Day was observed in God's appointed way in service to Him. And today, the trend is toward complete neglect of the church, disregard for God's commands, and indulgence in every insidious worldly pursuit. Recently, a fellow minister and I fell into a conversation with a fine-looking young man, and we asked him where he attended church. He responded promptly, "Nowhere." Then we asked if he attended Sunday school. "No," he replied. And then we asked one more question, although we knew quite well how he would answer. We asked this pathetic little fellow, "Do your parents attend church anywhere?" And of course he replied, "No, they don't even go to church." Yes, a portion of a man's just debts begins at home. He owes a debt to his family. He owes to them the sweet, imperishable story of Jesus, who died that all men might live. The men and women who consider Sunday, or more properly, the Lord's Day, as their day off from work, or their day to catch up on their sleep, or their day to engage in recreation, these are such as fail to realize that but for the grace of God, there would be no Lord's Day. As in godless Russia today, there would be no difference in all the days of the week and month and year. May we learn the essentialness of the Apostle's exhortation to train up a child in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord in Ephesians 6, so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. When the respect and honor due the home and family fades, the honor and integrity of the nation likewise will fade. Secondly, a man owes a just debt to society, and it's almost impossible for me to act either for good or evil without affecting my neighbor. The greater our sphere of influence, the greater our debt to society. In the time of our Lord upon earth, men were short-sighted. They were unable to grasp the immensity of Christ's plan to save the entire world. And the selfish thinking that marked the party spirit of the day could not comprehend the majesty of Jesus' willingness to give all for the sake of fallen humanity. We learn from the Apostle Peter that Christ left us an example that we should follow his steps in 1 Peter 2 and verse 22. And also verse 21 includes here, "Therefore, I am my brother's keeper. I must be interested in my neighbor and concerned about his misfortune. and I must take to heart the seriousness of any threat of worldliness and carelessness among those people in my city and in my country. Now, we can try to be indifferent and ignore these things, but not to please God, we won't. The old God-given ideas of Christian being a light in a darkened world has lost its force among vast numbers of uninformed churchgoers. And be it remembered that a Christian, in the words of the fearless Apostle Paul, is a peculiar person, zealous of good works. He has a burning desire for the salvation of his own little circle and beyond. Beyond to all who make up our complex society, the rich, the poor, the good, the evil, the believer, and the cynic or the unbeliever. Christ did not hate the person, he hated the sin. The deep and moving love of Christ for all is suggested in a passage filled with pathos and yearning. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. In Matthew 23 and verse 37. Here is another just debt. Every man owes a debt to himself. You have heard it said on occasion, I'm sure, that he owes it to himself to finish his education, or he owes it to himself to prepare for the future. These statements have a strong element of truth in most instances, but above all, a man owes it to himself to make of his body a temple fit to house the Spirit of God. All too often, the statement of Jesus becomes a fitting epitaph. He asks, what is man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? We have heard much of freedom from want, freedom from fear, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And I'm wondering if we have learned the necessity of freedom from ourselves. It is the ever-present I that we must fight constantly. The inspired apostle found this true in his case, where he said, I buffet my body and bring it into subjection, lest it by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And that's always possible, and that's always a danger. And this same apostle, in a most revealing passage, indicates his humanity by saying, for the good I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. And again he says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Christ dwell in you, in Romans 8. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This is from 1 Corinthians 9:27 and Romans 7:19 and Romans 8:9 through 14. And in these passages, we can clearly see that we have an obligation to ourselves. We must pay the debt we owe to ourselves, and let us pay it in full while payment is possible. Lastly, a man owes a just and great debt to God. Jesus came to this earth, which was darkened by the blight of sin, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And remember, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. from John, the third chapter, and verse 16, and Romans 6, and verse 23. Paul's insistence on payment of this debt is emphasized by his great affirmation of faith, which was directed to the Romans. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 38 and 9. Ours can be a faith in God, the drawing and fruition of hope in God. And glorious salvation is also in God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our nation has come to think of its indebtedness because of the past warfares and constant preparedness for any future conflicts in the terms of billions and billions of dollars, as is happening just now. This is a staggering figure, yet all the wealth of the world of all times was insufficient to pay the price of sin. The inestimable worth of our Lord and of His supreme sacrifice should be stamped indelibly on our minds and hearts. Our payment, therefore, is payment in kind, which is to say in possessions, in talent, in time, and in our very lives. Jesus demands that we take up our cross daily and follow Him in Luke 9 and verse 23. Paul insists that we offer our bodies a living sacrifice, Romans 12 and verse 1. Christianity is not a matter of mere attendance of services on the Lord's Day, with the remaining 6 days devoted to the mammon of this world. Our debt to God must be paid by adding daily to our faith. In the words of Peter in 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7, he says that we're to add to our faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Our debt to God must be paid by heeding the words of Paul, who admonished, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, and of good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. In Philippians 4 and verse 8, we must realize that after we have done all we can do, we are still unprofitable servants, Luke 17 and verse 10. And with Paul, we are certainly to live the kind of life that God would have us to live, and that we are to live the kind of life that has been made possible for us through the great sacrifice once for all made by Christ, the sins of this world. Yes, I cry as I close, how God, the sacrifice by which I am permitted to be called a King of Kings and heir of God and joint heirs with Christ, my atonement for sin, the covering which I have for sin. Now may the Lord bless you to accept the blessings of this great sacrifice for our sins by obeying the commandments of your Bible given by Peter in Acts 2 and verse 38, where we are commanded to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And when these people heard that, and when they did what they were told to do, we realize that about 3,000 of them became children of God on that day. And that's what we must do today if we are going to be saved. And we encourage you to do that at once. And don't put it off. You know, we have a just debt. So let us pay it now. Thank you for listening to the broadcast.